Okay. It seems to come around, doesn't it seem to come around so much quicker every year? I think it's something to do with the amount of years that you can remember, and you sort of, your body, your mind sort of divides that into the capacity, and it makes each year get a lot smaller. But anyway, here we are once again, and the well-known format of my financial presentation, as it's now known, and I'll just take you through, pointing out various things as we go. Just maybe there are some people here who've not seen the way the church finances work before, but this is how they do. And we've got a list of income down the left-hand side as you're looking at it, and I break that down into the various different ways in which money comes into the church. And we have most people give directly into the bank through standing orders on a monthly basis, and that may or may not be under the gift aid scheme, depending on whether they are taxpayers and whether they wish us to reclaim the tax. The bulk of it is reclaimed under the bank gift aid, the gift aid scheme, and you can see the top figure there is what we can claim the tax back on. Further down, we have offering gift aid at £2,630, which is what goes into the offering on a Sunday under gift aid scheme as well. And then there's various people who are not taxpayers, and if that goes into the bank, I call it bank non-gift aid, and offering non-gift aid in a similar way. So that takes care of most of the numbers on the left-hand side. One or two others, community income, that is when we the church is used for the local elections, and they pay us for doing that. It's a sort of a donation rather than a higher charge. And that's what I call community income. A gift day, £172, that was the carol service for, the name of it escapes me at the moment. That's the one, yes. And we topped that up to £250 and sent it on to them. And we do that for different organisations each year. Then a one-off gift of £100 and miscellaneous of £90. Can't remember what the miscellaneous was. But if we look at the expenditure on the right-hand side, building maintenance, various things that need doing with the building over the course of the year in terms of maintenance, conference fees. I should have said the shaded columns are last year, so you can see any comparisons. The building maintenance has gone down. I think we've probably, the year before we had the place painted, so that would have bumped up the costs there. Conference fees, when people go off to conferences of various sorts during the year, Willow Creek in the autumn, Elders and Wives Conference, and things like that. Electricity, for some reason, is down. Don't know why that is. It might be a warmer winter, or it might be just the timing of a payment. But that's roughly what we spend on electricity. The column missed on the left-hand side called event income, and we've now got event expenditure on the right-hand side. That is for things like it was Borderlands when we used to go there. People pay the money into the church, and then I pay it out, and that really doesn't form part of the accounts, but it has to be in there for the sense of to make it all work. And this year, that figure on the left-hand side of £6,800 is for the Whitemore Lakes holiday, the money that had been given up until the end of December for that. We paid out £1,000, as you'll see on the right-hand side, as the deposit for the holiday as well. Now, those figures, they do have a bearing on the accounts when we get a bit further down, so I'll pick those up again later on. Fellowship, that's all sorts of things we do as a church. A lot of it's food. Nothing wrong with that, I don't think. Insurance, straightforward. Building and all our employers and public liabilities. New equipment, not much of that last year. Outreach, not an awful lot of direct expenditure on that. Employment costs with Richard and, the associated pay-as-you-earn and insurance and things with that. Professional fees. That was when we engaged Provision to do the survey of this site with a review to redeveloping it. and also some solicitor's fees to do with the transition from to a limited company as well. Printing and literature, straightforward, music books, things like that. Regular support deserves a bit of explanation. We give, on a monthly basis, a regular amount to various organisations. I'll just tell you what they are. £50 to the Jubilee Plus that Martin Charlesworth runs in the sort of community action group that he is heading up. We give that £50 a month. Tier Fund, £40 a month. Care, £10. Chase Area Pregnancy Centre, £60. And Christ Central Funds, £200 a month. That adds up to £360 a month, £4,000, which is what it is now. The total, if that was run for a year, would be £4,320. Visiting speakers, gifts, subscriptions to, that's mainly child protection. Sunday club, routine expenditure for them, stationery, self-explanatory, youth work, travel expenses. If people go off doing things for the church, then we do pay some travel expenses. Not everybody claims them, but some people do, and that's what that is. Water bills for the church, and no bank charges this year. So if you add all that lot up, it produces a surplus for 2014, £7,700. Now, I said that the event income would come back in later on. And if you look at the difference between the left-hand side, the 6,800 and the 1,000, there's about £5,800 income to the church, which isn't actually proper income. It's because it's got to go out again. So if you knock that off the surplus at the bottom of 7,700, it takes us down to a surplus of 2,000. That's the bad news. The good news is that if you look upon the left-hand side where we've got tax return, you won't see a figure in for 2014. That's because with the change of status of the church from to a limited company, the paperwork and the procedures that had to go through with the Inland Revenue meant they didn't actually get the gift aid back yet. I've got it now. But can we move that up a bit so we can see the bottom? And the £7,400 worth of 2014 gift aid to come back. So if you add that on to the £2,000 that I mentioned earlier on, that puts us a surplus of about £7,500, £9,500, which is better than it's been for a few years. So praise God for that. So look at the bottom half of the display. Shows you where the money is held and what it's allocated to. Building fund is a big item, which we've been accumulating over the last few years, as you will know. An income of that last year was £3,260. That's mainly people who have sort of pledged to give on a regular basis and are still doing so. So that goes into the building fund. We carried forward nearly 71,000 from the year before in the building fund. So if you add the 3,262, it gives a building fund at the end of December last 2014 of £74,000. Similar exercise with the food bank. The income for the year for the food bank and the expenditure shown there leaves a deficit of their operation of just under £2,000. Now, that's understandable because we've got some fairly hefty expenditure on rental for the storage down at the towers, which we're hoping we won't need that too much longer when we get the new facility. But the food bank, nevertheless, has still got £7,000. When you knock that off the year before's ending figure, still just over £7,000 in their reserves. So that's not too bad, I don't think. The bank balances at the end of the year, £8,500 in the current account and £100,000 in the deposit account. total balance 108, and as that is represented by the allocations there, the building fund of 74, the food bank of 7, and then unrestricted funds of 27,000. Now, as directors, we are able to move the restricted funds if we decide to at a directors' meeting, and so the building fund will probably. I think we've made a resolution that we can use that for the new facility in some way, as the need arises, which they will. So that's what the unrestricted funds are. Is pure church surplus money that's accumulated, and that hasn't. You know, we can use that for anything, but the building fund, we do have to pass a resolution at the directors' meeting in order to change what we might want to use that for. So I think that's about all I need to say at the moment, other than to say if there are any questions, and just thank God for his provision. And the strategic way in which the money has come in for the £100,000 just when we need it now, to do whatever we've got to do to the community centre. And we've got the money to do that, and we're not relying on selling this building to do that. When we sell this building, that money will be, I'm sure Eric will probably mention this later on, but we see that as being, you won't. Well, the plan we're looking to do is to, we're going to get £200,000 for this building, God willing, if everything goes according to plan with the solicitors, and we're going to ring fence that at some level, depending on how things work out with the community centre. So that's the plan. But the £100,000 there, Bill's done a budget for the expenditure on the community centre, and budgeted on spending most of that fairly rapidly. So it's going to be quite fun over the next few months, I think. Yeah. So, but has anybody got any questions? No? Okay. Excellent.